Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 16 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast. I'm coming to you from the Ditch That Textbook World headquarters here at my house in Indiana. And this is, of course, pre-recorded before it's supposed to go live. But right about now, I will have either finished up speaking at the Q conference over in Palm Springs, California, or will still be there, depending on when you listen to this. And I love the opportunities that I get to go to education conferences and to meet people. And one of my big goals as I record this right now before it actually happens is to go to that conference and to bring you some interviews. So you can be looking in the next week or so for potentially some interviews from some interesting folks with some new ideas for you to try and maybe some inspiration for you. So be on the lookout for that. That's where I'm going to be this week. So today, though, I wanted to give you a tip that you can use when you're working with specifically Google Docs, but a lot of other Google tools. And this tip came to me from Joe Marquez, who is a great tech integration coach over in Clovis, California, right near Fresno. And Joe wrote a blog post, a guest blog post for me on ditchthattextbook.com. If you haven't checked it out, he talks about hyper-annotating. And of course, annotating is just when you mark up a document or some sort of file, with text and, drawings or images or whatever. And Joe's got lots of really neat ideas for taking that idea of annotation beyond just the digital worksheet, and filling in the blanks. That's what people think of with annotating sometimes is, I want to take this worksheet and I want to make it a PDF so that kids can write on it digitally instead of with a pencil, which makes me go, how is that so different than just a regular worksheet? But Joe's got some really neat ideas. And one of the things that came out of this post that amazed me that I never thought of before was this. He says, these, especially with docs, these documents are meant to live online. And a lot of times we don't have any intention with many of our documents of printing them out. So why do we keep the dimensions of documents the same as a piece of paper? Why do we have to do that? When sometimes if we want to make a great big table with a bunch of columns, why do we fit it into, here in the United States, 8.5 inches by 11 inches? Why do we always do that? When we can resize that document, we could resize a Google drawing, we could resize slides on a slide presentation to whatever dimensions that we want. If we don't have any intentions on printing them or with slides on presenting them on a projector, then we can make them whatever size we want. So in one of the activities that he talks about, he suggests making the document like, I can't remember the exact dimensions, it was like 15 inches wide or something, to give enough room to put all of the columns and all of the text and all of the images that he wanted to do in this activity. And I thought, boy, we've kind of been confining ourselves to those dimensions because that's what we've always done before. But if we think about it, because we don't need to be confined to the size of a regular sheet of paper, what if we do that? What if we rethink the dimensions of our digital space? Because that's really what it is. It's our digital workspace, and it can be whatever size we need it to be. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.